Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. G'day and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Darren Mitchell here on a beautiful Monday morning, 7th of September, 2020. And you can certainly tell that it's now spring here in the Macedon Ranges here in Victoria because the grass is starting to grow. The sun is actually warmer. It's a lot lighter a lot earlier and it's starting to get darker a lot later as well. So we're starting to move towards daylight saving where we're going to have more light and more opportunity to do more things outside. Not that many people can do stuff because most people in Victoria are still locked down because of the coronavirus. But hey, that's another topic for another day. As we start the week, I wanted to talk today about a topic that not a lot of people talk about. And it certainly, when I'm coaching, it's something that's not necessarily front of mind for a lot of clients, particularly from a leadership point of view. But I've got to say, it's absolutely critical for us to be effective as leaders of teams, leaders of movements, leaders of organizations. And that is self-leadership. You can't lead anybody else. You cannot lead a team. You cannot make any contribution or make any impact on any organization unless and until we're able to learn how to lead ourselves. And often, and this is, hey, from personal experience, often this is the most difficult type of leadership that exists for anybody. Some people think, well, it's easy to lead a team. I can just create a vision, set some goals, measure them, be there for my team, and everything's hunky-dory, and I can just provide feedback when I need to. But it's one thing to do that for a team. It's another thing entirely to do that for yourself. And often the person staring back at us in the mirror is the most difficult client we've ever had, and it's certainly the most difficult person we ever have to deal with, because no matter where we are, no matter where we go, there we are, and we can't necessarily escape from ourselves, even though many people would certainly like to do that. So I wanted to talk today about some ideas, I guess, around how do we effectively lead ourselves so that we can create an environment and we've got the right mindset so that it makes it a little bit easier for us to therefore lead a team and get the results we're ultimately looking for the organization, but also build some longevity into the team and hopefully down the track leave a legacy so that other people can follow in terms of our leadership. So I want to talk about some of the qualities I believe that great leaders need to possess in terms of self leaders. And if we can get these really dialed in, if we can get really good at these qualities and these become almost automatic for us, then it's going to make it a lot easier for us to therefore lead teams and lead teams with authenticity and lead teams with integrity. Now, there's a lot of leaders out there that love to get into a leadership position because of what the title provides them or the illusion of what they think the title provides them. Now, I recorded a podcast recently where we talked about are you in a leadership role for the perks or are you in there for the difference that you can potentially make? And unfortunately, there are a lot of leaders out there who are looking at purely what they can get out of the leadership position in terms of the prestige, what they think to be the dollars, maybe the political power, and not necessarily looking at what sort of imprint they can put on their team and what sort of legacy they can actually lead and how, by the way, they can lead their team not only to better, more sustainable results, but how can they develop other leaders to the point where the future of the organization is going to be in really great hands, but building leaders, which potentially, if you do it really well, has a generational impact. Now, there's only quite a minority of leaders out there that actually build leadership teams and create a legacy to the point where generations down the track are going to be impacted in a positive way. Unfortunately, a lot of people get into leadership because of what they believe to be true about what the leadership position holds for them, and therefore they almost make it their one and only goal. And when they get there, they think they've arrived and they act accordingly, which is really unfortunate. So today I want to talk about what are some of the key thoughts and key qualities of self-leadership. So if we can get into that leadership position and then have the privilege and have the responsibility of being able to lead a team, then we've got these qualities down pat. And not only are we going to continue to demonstrate these qualities and therefore lead our team by example, it's going to be a lot easier therefore for us to teach our team on how to develop these own self-leadership skills to the point where they can start leading others, they can start leading, whether it's a team down the track they want to lead, or maybe it's a project they're involved with, or even if they're doing stuff outside of work on the weekend, they might be running a football team, a soccer team, a tennis team, whatever it is, they've got some ideas and some qualities that they can utilize and draw upon to be more effective in how to influence others. Because when it's all said and done, leadership is influence, and influence is leadership, to quote the great John Maxwell. So to talk about, before we talk about some of the qualities of self-leadership, we need to actually then think about, well, emotional intelligence is probably one of the most, if not the most important thing that a leader needs to possess, is a high level of EQ. Now, there's so many organizations now out there that are hiring people based more predominantly on emotional intelligence rather than just IQ or intelligence. And it's becoming more and more prevalent that leaders need to have a high level of EQ in order to be effective, not only in a team, but to be sustainably successful in a leadership role. And two key qualities of EQ, or two key components, and this leads to self-leadership, is one, being self-aware. So being completely aware of ourselves, and that might mean being aware of what our key strengths are, what is my zone of genius, but also knowing what my key blind spots are. Now, I won't call them weaknesses, but areas that I'm not necessarily as strong in. But having that self-awareness enables me to then bring in the necessary resources and team members to plug those gaps, so we can actually then furnish and increase the capability of the whole team. And the second one is self-regulation, being able to then look at what am I doing on a daily basis and how can I regulate myself? And if I'm finding myself getting off track or going down potentially rabbit holes, how can I get myself back on track and then focus on the key things that I need to focus on in order to be the best version of myself in terms of bringing my leadership capabilities to the team? So the two key components of EQ being self-awareness and self-regulation. Now, when it comes to the qualities of self-leadership, and I'll keep saying this, in order for us to have the privilege of leading others, we've got to be able to lead ourselves first of all, first and foremost. So there's a number of qualities, and I've been doing some research about this, and I found some great stuff out there, and there's multiple different, qualities of self-leadership. But what I've done is I've picked the best ones that resonate with me. And look, you don't have to have all of these, but you've at least got to be aware of these. And just ask yourself as we go through these, how would you rate yourself against each of these qualities? And can you put a tick to it? Or is there an area that potentially you need to do a little bit more work in to increase your level of self-leadership, to then give yourself, a leg up to then be in a better position to now start leading your team? And the first one is curiosity. Are you a curious type of individual? Are you looking for every opportunity to actually find out something new? Are you asking great questions? Now, if you're curious, you're going to have an eye, you're going to have an ear out for opportunities that are going to come to you. You're going to think about looking at things from completely different perspectives and not necessarily just accepting things as they are. Now, the person that does that has, with a level of curiosity, will start looking at things from a slightly different perspective. And when that happens, you're going to start seeing some things that perhaps you didn't see before, which might actually open up some avenues to then look at a different dimension of your own leadership and your own approach to certain situations, which can then help your team when it comes to dealing with problems, when it comes to dealing with, challenges, particularly in a team environment, and particularly when it comes to trying to generate new ideas, to try and get out of a bit of a funk, or trying to get out of a bit of an issue in terms of whether it be a customer situation or an individual situation within your team. So having a key focus of curiosity is a great one. The second one is having a level of integrity, or being really, really honest with yourself. You know, and it's a test of character that, you know what, if you're doing things when other people can see you, then that's one thing entirely. But the test of a person's character is, what do they do when nobody's actually looking? So if you're out there talking about how you want your team to do certain things, and it could be making X number of phone calls, it could be prospecting, it could be making increasing your profile on LinkedIn, or adding number of connections on LinkedIn, what are you doing when nobody's looking? When there's an opportunity, when there's no cameras on you, you don't have to quote unquote perform, what are you doing? Do you have a level of integrity that you will do what is required, and therefore you have a level of self-honesty or integrity to do what is required when nobody is watching? So make sure there's a level of integrity there. We've also got to have a level of self-discipline. So if we set some targets for our team and we have some specific behaviors and tactics you want them to employ, then we also need to be in a position where we've got some discipline around doing some specific things that will enhance our own leadership, but also our own self-development. Now, it may well be that you've got your team, you're expecting them to reach out to a certain number of customers per week or per day. Well, from your perspective as a leader, are you reaching out to a number of executives in your customer base per day as well? So what are you doing around discipline? Are you making sure that you're utilizing the day in the best possible way you can? You've only got 24 hours in the day, or if you break that down, you've got 96 15-minute increments available to you every single day. Now, when you take out rest, relaxation, sleeping, all that sort of stuff, you're left with a certain number of 15-minute increments. Do you have the self-discipline to be really focused in on what it is that you need to do that will maximize the return for those activities? Having the self-discipline to be able to get those things done will actually enable you to increase your level of self-leadership, and through that process, increase your level of integrity by the example that you're setting with your team. Because the other thing we need to realize with all of this is that our team are watching our every move. They're listening to what we're saying, watching what we're doing, but also doing the opposite, as I've said many times. They're listening for what we're not saying, and they're watching what we're not doing. So it's when nobody is watching that will be the, I guess, the test as to what you're going to be doing around self-discipline. Because even though maybe somebody's not watching, you are alone. The fact of the matter is the energy that you bring to that, they will find out. People will know that because just the energy that's created. As weird as it sounds, are you doing the right thing when nobody's watching? And that's about self-discipline. Also, are you accountable? Are you accountable to yourself? Do you actually set some targets, and do you keep yourself accountable? Which means you're forcing yourself to do the things that you need to do when that you need to do it. Not just letting yourself off the hook, not making an excuse to say, oh, I couldn't be bothered doing it today, I don't feel like it. Well, you know what? There'll be some days when you don't feel like doing certain things. But they're the days that we need to step up to the plate and do them anyway. It's the times when you don't feel like something, like doing something, is the exact time you need to do something. So build your level of accountability and keep yourself honest and keep yourself disciplined to be accountable to yourself to do the things you need to get done. The other thing as well is, do you carry yourself with a level of humility? Are you humble? Are you looking for ways you can serve others? Now, sometimes it starts with being humble to yourself and serving yourself. And that means not necessarily putting yourself first, but you know what? Sometimes giving yourself the benefit of the doubt, and it might sound a little bit counterintuitive to what I just talked about around accountability, but being humble is holding yourself to a really high standard, but not being so fixated on your own self-importance, if you like. Not thinking that you are the number one in the world and the whole world revolves around you. Being humble is to understand, you know what, I'm a part in a huge cog, and I've got to remain level-headed, I've got to remain grounded, and have the self-discipline and the accountability to do the things that I know are necessary in order to get the result that I want, which will then create the environment in order for my team to potentially get the results that they want as well. So not having tickets on yourself to use another explanation. Not having tickets on yourself and not having an unrealistic view of your own capability. So it's being really, really grounded, knowing and calling out that you've got some good strengths and capitalizing on those, but not getting too ahead of yourself. So remaining really, really humble and remaining grounded and remaining really calm. The other quality we've got to have is a level of courage, and the courage to do the things that we know we need to do when we need to do them. And sometimes trying to break through like comfort zones and getting out of our comfort zone and doing things and breaking new ground, exploring new things and really going beyond what we think is maybe within our current limits right now, but having the courage to explore and being okay with making mistakes. Because as many of us talk about, there's two ways to actually get out of a situation in terms of a result. One is you're going to win and get a great result, and the other way is you're going to learn something. It may not necessarily be the result you're looking for, but it's not going to be a loss. You're certainly not going to fail, because the only way you're going to fail is if you give up completely. It's going to be a lesson. So looking for what the lesson is and having the courage to do things despite how you're going to be feeling, similar to what we talked about just before. So having the courage to do things and exploring new frontiers will not only set an example for yourself, but remember, people are going to be watching, so it's going to set an example for others as well. The next one is having a level of self-compassion. So being really, really not easy on yourself, but having some compassion for yourself, and not, whilst you've got really, really high standards and high expectations of yourself, don't get really downtrodden. And if you don't do something, and this is linked to the courage of getting out of your comfort zone, if you don't achieve something first time, then don't criticize yourself. Have some compassion to say, you know what, that didn't work. Well, what have I learned out of that? What can I do better next time? How can I make some progress? Because as we talked last week in around resilience, you've only got to take one step forward in front of the other and you're making progress. So you've got to give yourself a pat on the back for doing that. And as part of that is to look after yourself and have some compassion for yourself. Now, the next key thing is, as well as what we're doing, everything is have some assertiveness. Have some assertiveness in terms of how you go about things and the conversations that you have with yourself. Don't be aggressive, because self-talk and typically our self-talk, most people tend to tilt towards the negative in terms of self-talk. And this is really dangerous for a lot of people, because potentially you can slightly get onto the aggressive side of conversations with yourself. We've got to be really mindful of this, and this is where the self-awareness comes in, which we talked about around EQ. To have an assertive-based conversation means you've got some really high standards for yourself. You know exactly what, I guess, excellence in your eyes looks like. And then having that harsh conversation with yourself in an assertive way, based on no emotion, based on this is the criteria that I've set and this is the standard I have for myself. If you've jumped out of your comfort zone and you didn't do give your best version of yourself, or you didn't give the greatest level of discretionary effort for the work that you've just done on the work you've done for yourself, then have that assertive based conversation to say, hey, that wasn't up to the standard that we've set for ourselves. We need to do better. It's not about criticizing. It's about looking at it from a purely pragmatic point of view and an objective point of view, and get really, really clear on, okay, what is the standard we need to adhere to? How can I get better? And what are the steps I need to put in place in order to move forward and get better? And doing that in an assertive way will enable us to get us back on track and then try again and keep moving forward. So the last couple to touch on, the second last one is a quality called willingness. So it's the willingness to put yourself in a position where you could fail. Willingness to be out of your comfort zone, willingness to fall flat on your face, but not being too hung up on what the result is, which is similarly to the assertiveness, and also having the courage to get outside of your comfort zone, but having the capability and the quality to say, you know what, despite what's going to happen, I'm willing to put myself out there anyway. I can take the criticism. If it doesn't work, then all I've done is I've found out a way that it doesn't work. But having that willingness to be able to take on something new and not necessarily be worried about the guaranteed outcome, or only doing something if you're going to get a guaranteed positive outcome, is not a great quality for a self-leader. So having the willingness to be able to try new things and being okay with whatever happens, because what you'll be looking for is the lesson that comes out of it, is a key quality towards self-leadership. And by the way, that's going to teach your team as well to do exactly the same thing, because they'll be duplicating what you do. Because as I've talked about many, many times, our team is and becomes and continues to be a reflection of us. So if we are great self-leaders and doing all of these things and being willing to, you know, test the status quo, get outside of our comfort zone, do things and be prepared to fail, then chances are they'll also be willing to do exactly the same thing. And they're going to expand their capabilities to the point where, you know, you'll almost as a team be unstoppable. And the last one, probably the biggest one that I believe, is just having this inner faith. Having this inner, like, true north that says, you know what, no matter what happens, I've got the faith that I can keep going. I believe in myself. To say it another way, having an insatiable belief that I am good enough, I can do this, I'm going to move forward, I'm going to make progress, and we'll get to the other side, is something that actually will let you go through times when things are really, really tough, when you might be questioning yourself. Having that inner belief to say, no, just one more step, is a way that's actually going to get you to the other side. So there are 10 qualities of self-leadership, all geared around having a high level of emotional intelligence, being really self-aware and having some self-regulation. And I trust that helps, because if we can do this and we can get really, really good at leading ourselves first, then we put ourselves in a much stronger position to then earn the right to be able to lead our team through literally anything. So often I say that the biggest investment that we're going to make is the investment we make in ourselves. And so the biggest challenges often we've got to overcome is the challenges that we need to overcome ourselves and some of our limited thinking. So I trust those 10 qualities is going to be helpful for you. If I can help you at all take your sales leadership to the exceptional sales leadership level, I'd love to have a conversation. Really enjoying working with a number of people right now, and it's just fantastic to see the transformation they're making, not just for themselves, but also for their team through creating some sustainable results. So jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, pick a time that suits you, and let's jump on a call and have a conversation. Also, if you can jump on to LinkedIn, if we're not yet connected, love to connect with you. So send me a connection request and I'll be sure to accept that. So focus on yourself. If you can look at yourself in the mirror and be really clear on how you're leading yourself, that will put you in a fantastic position to then be in a responsible position to lead your team effectively moving forward. So that in itself will enable you to push the envelope, and it'll certainly take you outside of your comfort zone, and it'll help you move towards being that exceptional sales leader. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.